Hey there, it's Monday, January 12th. This week brings the first real inflation test of the year, the biggest banks on Wall Street reporting earnings, and a nuclear power deal so massive it could reshape how we think about AI infrastructure. Let's get into it. Markets closed out a choppy week with a fascinating divergence. The S&P 500 finished essentially flat, but the real story is what's happening underneath. The Russell 2000, that's the small cap index, hit an all-time record high of 2604, surging over 6% in just the first week of the year. After 15 years of large cap dominance, the longest stretch ever recorded, small caps are finally breaking out. Analysts point to a compelling setup. Small cap earnings are expected to grow between 17 and 22% this year versus just 14% for the S&P 500, and they're trading at a 26% discount to their larger peers. On record day, 60% of Russell 2000 stocks finished green. That kind of breadth suggests this isn't a fluke, it's rotation. Meanwhile, gold pushed to a fresh record at $45.11 an ounce, up about 4% for the week, as investors piled into safe havens amid simmering tensions from Greenland to Venezuela to Syria. Energy names tied to nuclear had a monster week. Vistra jumped 16%, Oklo popped 19%, and we'll get to why in a moment. Speaking of this week, this morning before the bell, JP Morgan kicks off bank earnings season. Wall Street expects earnings around $4.93 per share, and the key question isn't profitability, it's guidance. How's net interest income holding up as the rate environment shifts? How much are they spending on AI? JP Morgan sets the tone for the entire financial sector, and the rest of the big names follow quickly. Bank of America, Citi, and Wells Fargo report Wednesday, then Goldman and Morgan Stanley on Thursday. Banks rallied into earnings. JP Morgan gained about 1% Friday, so expectations are elevated. But the number everyone's really waiting for drops tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, December CPI. This is the first clean inflation read after months of muddy data, and it could determine whether the Fed cuts rates again or sits on its hands. Economists expect headline inflation around 2.7%, core at 2.6. Markets are currently pricing roughly a 50-50 chance of a March rate cut. If this number comes in hot, those odds collapse. If it's cooler than expected, the doves get ammunition. The Fed meets January 27th, so this print carries serious weight. Now let's talk about the deal that had energy and AI investors buzzing all week. Meta just became the world's largest corporate buyer of nuclear power, signing agreements for 6.6 gigawatts of capacity from three different providers, Vistra, Sam Altman's Oklo, and Bill Gates's TerraPower. To put that in perspective, 6.6 gigawatts could power roughly 5 million homes. This is the AI arms race moving from chips to electricity. Training massive language models requires staggering amounts of power, and nuclear runs 24/7, regardless of weather. The catch? Nuclear costs 3 to 4 times more than natural gas or solar. Analysts estimate Meta could spend over $120 billion in capital to build this out through 2035. It's a bet that AI's appetite for power will only grow, and that reliable baseload energy becomes a competitive moat. Shifting to geopolitics, Syria's fragile transition is fracturing 1 year after Assad's fall. Clashes erupted in Aleppo between new government forces and Kurdish fighters, leaving more than 25 civilians dead and displacing roughly 30,000 people in the Sheikh Maksud and Ashrafieh neighborhoods. Three hospitals have shut down, a ceasefire collapsed within hours, and there are growing fears of ethnic targeting. Both Israel and the U.S. are watching closely, and this could complicate reconstruction efforts, just as international donors were starting to engage. Back stateside, the one-year anniversary of the L.A. fires brought sobering data about who's actually benefiting from the recovery. Of the 17,000 homes destroyed, not a single displaced resident has returned to Pacific Palisades. Instead, corporate buyers are snapping up burned lots at steep discounts, 33% below pre-fire values in Palisades, 62% in Eaton. We're talking median prices dropping from $3.6 million to $2.4 million in some areas. more than 200 properties have already gone into foreclosure across the burn zones, raising concerns about whether community rebuilding is even possible when institutional capital moves this fast. And finally, defense contractors got whipsawed this week after the administration floated a $1.5 trillion budget request for 2027, up from $900 billion today. That would push defense spending to about 5% of GDP. The proposal includes some sharp conditions: executive pay capped at $5 million and no stock buybacks until production targets are met. The funding mechanism? Tariff revenue. But budget analysts note that tariffs are projected to generate about $2.5 trillion through 2035, not nearly enough to cover a $5 trillion defense increase over that period. Northrop dropped 5.5% Wednesday before recovering Thursday. The market's still figuring out what's real and what's negotiating posture. The through line this week is adaptation. Small caps adapting to a new rate environment, Meta adapting its infrastructure for AI's power demands, markets adapting to uncertainty by reaching for gold. The companies and investors who read these shifts early tend to come out ahead. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.